Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
The writer Ian Banks, rather like the Queen, is known by different names in different milieu. Ian Banks to readers of his mainstream novels, The Wasp Factory, The Crow Road. But to readers of his science fiction and probably to automated mail shots from Virgin Media, he's Ian M. Banks, a distinction which must at least be helpful to shelf stackers in bookshops. Under both names, he's a bestseller, and he's written also a guide to Scottish malt whisky and distilleries, his specialist subject on Celebrity Mastermind, which he won in 2006. The Times called him one of the 50 greatest British writers since 1945, and that alone is worth an inheritance track or two.
Song that I would inherit would be Shenandoah. I think written by Paul Robeson, because it's just one I think is the best. I think someone that's got the most soul, I suppose. My dad, who died last year at the age of 91, he was very prone to bursting into song, often no more than a line of a song. You know, there's songs to this day that I don't know what the song actually was. And Shenandoah was another one. And it's one that kind of came to mean something to me, not just because it was a song that my dad used to sing, but because it's about a river. And I was brought up on the shore of the River Forth. And when my dad worked, he was a sailor. You know, originally he was based in Rosyth and Fife. And he was moved through to Greenock on the Clyde. So rivers always, you know, sort of a part of my life. I always lived beside a river. Also, I kind of fell in love with a girl, Mary Henderson was her name. But I sort of fell in love with her when I was 14. I don't think she ever knew, but it was love from afar, so I happened to be going back through to the ferry. So this whole sort of romantic thing about rivers, and also, yeah, her dad, he was a captain on one of the ferry boats that had gone across the Forth before they built the Forth Road Bridge. So it was all this thing about, you know, Shenandoah, about you go away, you're rolling the river, and Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Well, there you go. So that is why it particularly meant something to me. She ended up selling me a house. Mary ended up working for a firm of lawyers and estate agents in Edinburgh in Scotland, and I was changing from one flat to another, going up to a bigger flat. So Mary handled the purchase of my house. You know, that was it. I mean, she was happily married and had been by that stage for, you know, about a decade and a half by then, you know, so there's no further romantic entanglement. But as I say, I don't think she actually knew that I felt anything for her back when I was 14. We've both had a laugh about it since. It's one of the songs that we played at my dad's funeral. We had a really, it was actually a brilliant funeral in a way. It's the best funeral I've been at, and I've been at a few, let me tell you. And when I hear Shenandoah now, it takes me back to the crematorium in Dunfermline last year. It sounds a bit morbid, but it wasn't. The thing is, my dad had 91 good years, and I hope that he was proud of me. Certainly, I did my best to make him proud, and his love, you know, always mattered. Great deal, both my parents. You know, I suppose a wee boy, I suppose you idolise your dad.
Away, I'm bound to go.
And yes, if I actually sort of sit and listen to the lyrics, I remember, yeah, being in love with Mary Henderson. Song I'm passing on, it was going to be either Led Zeppelin, Since I've Been Loving You, but when I thought about it, really, the lyrics are okay, but trying to explain what you love about music itself is a very, very hard thing to do, so instead I'm going to go For a Dancer by Jackson Browne.
Keep a fire burning in your eye, pay attention to the open sky.
It's a beautiful song.
You never know what will be come down.
And it's got the idea of death.
I don't remember losing track of you. You were always dancing in and out of view. I must have thought you'd always be around.
It's a fairly obvious thing of comparing your path through life to a dance, and these are the steps that you learn, other people teach you, and you make up your own. At the end of one sort of part of the song, there's a break. It says, but in the end, no matter how close your steps to another have grown, in the end, there is one dance you will do alone. That's death, obviously, you know. That's quite a heavy thing, man, you know. That's a fairly heavy thing to lay down in people.
I don't know what happens when people die. Can't seem to grasp it as hard as I try. It's like a song I can hear playing right in my ear that I can't sing. I can't help listening.
Compared to the usual moon, June, dance, romance nonsense that you get in the vast, vast, vast majority of a popular song, that is pretty blinking profound, you know. So they're kind of gobsmacking to listen to that and to understand, you know, the impact of them. Also, it kind of fits in. It's almost the absence of any talk of the spiritual. I'm an atheist, you know, as my dad was, as his dad was before him. It has no hint of the spirituals and no hint of God. And I think it's been, in that sense, it's much more sort of clear-eyed and just rational. In a sense, it's a rationalist hymn, almost, you know. And I love it for that. I just love it for the lyrics.
Until the dance becomes your very own. No matter how close to yours another steps have grown, in the end there is one dance you'll do alone.
Also, I don't see any sort of existential terror in not existing. You know, I didn't exist until February 1954, and for this time I exist and I'll stop existing again. But yeah, you end up thinking about it quite a lot. I don't think I've got a morbid fascination with it particularly, you know. I don't sleep in a coffin or anything.
Go on and make a joyful sound.
Although, I haven't said that.
Into a dancer you have grown.
If you're open to the idea, then I think just that sort of recognition that death is part of the process, death is part of life, and not to be frightened of it, and to treat it, in a sense, realistically, to understand that death is part of the totality of what it is to be alive.
And the time you go may lie the reason you were alive.
But I don't think anyone who really believes in God or spirituality or heaven and hell or something will take very much from it at all. It'll be kind of an irrelevance to them. But then, you know, they've got their own tunes.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.